An exchange of prisoners today eased a four-day standoff between the Mexican government and a group of farmers outside Mexico City. The farmers oppose plans to build a $2 billion airport on 10,000 acres of land that their families have worked for generations. They released the 19 hostages they were holding after the government set free a dozen men arrested last week in street clashes with police. NPR's Jerry Haddon has just returned to Mexico City from the blockaded village of San Salvador Atenco. Jerry, what led the government to release the men who'd been arrested? And then, of course, we saw the release by the farmers. What started things moving?
Well, the government moved first, as you say, and I think basically the Fox administration realized that they needed to make a first move. The farmers have been known to be quite violent. They had these hostages, some of them tied to gasoline trucks, and had threatened to kill them. And the government was faced with a situation where either they were going to have to go in and use force to take this town or begin the negotiation process. And this is a $2.3 billion airport project. It's an international airport. And it's sort of become a symbol for President Fox of modernization of Mexico. It's his largest civil works project. So to have had violence break out there really was the last thing his administration needs.
Well, if President Fox remains just as committed as he was before to building the airport there, what would he do call off the farmers?
Well, that negotiation is actually beginning this afternoon. They've offered them a certain amount of money, about 70 cents per square yard for the property. They've rejected that offer. They're trying to sweeten the deal now. The interior minister is offering perhaps land in another region, education opportunities, job opportunities. Certainly, they'll offer more money. However, there is this faction, and this is the faction that blockaded the town, that's saying, La tierra no se vende. We won't sell the land. You can't sell the land. So it's a quite difficult situation.
Well, is the government considering in any way putting the airport somewhere else and actually yielding to this pressure?
They haven't played that card yet. That would probably be the last ace they'd show. There were other sites considered in a very lengthy process, but in the end, it was Atenco that was the closest, the flattest, the easiest to build on, the least developed, and so forth. There were also environmental questions. The problem is now, if they drop Atenco under pressure from farmers and they move the location to the other considered site, what's to say that folks in that region also won't put up the same kind of resistance?
Well, for now, we have seen the standoff ease a bit, but San Salvador Atenco, as you say, is still blockaded at this point. So there's still a problem there.
There's still a problem. The blockades were actually coming down. As I was driving out, they were shoveling the remains of the burning tires and the ashes to the sides of the roads, and it looks like they're going to open the highways again. But the fundamental problem, you're right, hasn't gone away.
And might there be further protests by the farmers if there isn't an agreement soon on a good price for the land?
Absolutely. And tomorrow, in fact, farmers from eight other states have threatened to block highways in their respective homes as well. Clearly, this standoff has begun to attract a lot of attention around the country among other farmers. So, yes, we're likely to see more protests.
Jerry, before I let you go, I just want to ask you one question to put this in some context here. Is this problem over the airport site, the government versus the farmers, sort of one bad conflict for President Fox? Or is there something that this is typical of, something deeper at work here?
It's something deeper. You know, over the last couple of decades, hundreds of thousands of farming jobs have disappeared in Mexico. And as you know, the Mexican revolution of the early 20th century was based basically on land reform and redistribution of land to farmers so that poor Mexicans could make a living, at least a subsistence living. So yes, this suddenly has become a symbol of the loss of those values of the revolution, and we're seeing other sort of leftist groups getting involved, offering at least moral support for the farmers' efforts to save their land.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
NPR's Jerry Haddon speaking to us from Mexico City.